For 15 years, my man Rennis been doing it. Different guests every week, and never know who. Special gifts and prizes for those in attendance. We always have a good time when we come through. Down at the spot we call the press box, where the drinks stay cold and the wings stay hot. It's the Player Show, everybody clap your hands. And if you feel good, go get up and dance. Everybody's feeling good, it's all good vibes. My man Randy Harris about to take this thing live. Waterside Dental is proud to present the Monday Night Player Show, broadcasting live from the Press Box Sports Emporium for the 15th consecutive year with my main man, Randy Harris. Take it away, Randy.
How is everybody doing? Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, the Player Show. And this brings back so many memories. Not that it was that long ago, but Mark Royal's in the house, everybody.
Hello.
The original number three. Nothing against anybody who's wore 3 cents. But
thanks for saying that. You are right.
You are the original number three. First and foremost, I just got to let you know that I had to fix Appalachian State's Wikipedia page.
Well, we can go back to a story if you want about Appalachian State. You brought it up.
I'll just share it with you. Can I first tell you what I did today?
No,
before you throw me under the bus?
No, I'm going to throw you under the bus first.
All right.
It's kind of embarrassing, and that's why it's such a good story.
And it's not the only one you have on me.
So Randy decided that it would be a good idea to get a jersey for me from Appalachian State with my college number and give it to me, which he did. And I was
nice,
I was very grateful.
Right?
Doesn't that sound like a great story? However.
Like this is my fault.
He did get a jersey with the wrong number on it to present to me, which... That's the funny part.
You would think that the equipment manager at App State would have known the difference.
Listen, you can't blame people if you're inferior and couldn't get the
right
jersey. I would have done a little research. If I were doing that, I would say, hey, let me research this before I purchase. But
okay,
you do you.
Before we move on, do you want to tell the other embarrassing story and get that out of the way?
I'm going to let you tell that one.
Well, I'm not going to.
No. Well, if you don't, then I will.
That's what I figured. Well, what I was trying to say is I went to Appalachian State's Wikipedia page, and on their alumni, you were not listed. You are now. I took care of it. Is there a reason? Yeah, see?
High five.
Looking after you.
So the next story I tell about you, I won't make it as bad as it is.
It's bad.
Sound better.
It's bad, but I'm sure everybody here and everybody's listening has done what I did.
No, you're the only one.
No, I'm
pretty sure you're the only one.
All right, let me tell the story, and then we'll get to more silliness. Well, like Mark said, either I'm going to do it or he's going to do it.
It's going to be done, one way or the other.
Like I was telling some people earlier, the Super Bowl's coming to town in, was it 98? What year was it?
It's your story.
All right. So I get a call from somebody in the NFL, and they want me to promote the Super Bowl golf tournament. And they asked me, who would I like on? And like I told you, I said, well, I'd rather not have any Buccaneers only because we have the Bucs. And they said, how about the punter in New Orleans? I said, sure, all right. That would be this guy. Now, we hadn't met yet. And I'm sure, well, no, I won't say that. But it wasn't a good start to our friendship. So I'm interviewing Mark Royals. And has anybody here other than me ever said something?
Nope.
But you meant something else. Nobody's ever done that. You've done that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So as I'm
those are regulars, by the way, that come to your show all the time.
So as I'm interviewing Mr. Royals, and I'm going to make it up because I don't remember exactly, but I said, talk about what was just voted the game of the year, New Orleans, we'll say Arizona. And Mark being the professional, caring, kind, compassionate person that he is, said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, it was just voted the number one game of the year. You came back, you won, New Orleans, Arizona. And he said basically the same thing. Did you not get your facts straight? And I'm like, who is this guy? What's going on here? So this went on for what seemed like 2 days, but it was probably five.
It was like 14 seconds.
No, it was longer than that, but it was a couple minutes. I thought that I was saying... New Orleans. I could have swore I was saying New Orleans, San Diego, but I was saying Arizona. And Mr. Royals,
I called him out on
it. He called me out on
it. And I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times media people will come up and ask questions and all these things, and they're not prepared, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I just thought, here's another reporter guy that I don't know that doesn't know what he's talking about. And I was right, because he didn't.
To my side, I knew what I wanted to say, and I thought I was saying that. So
wait, you got to finish your story.
I am. Okay. I'm getting there.
Okay. So it gets better.
So some of the regulars here would know Frank Bies, who used to come to the show regularly, who today is his birthday, by the way. So if he's listening, happy birthday. So his son, Rick, who has come to the show for many, many years, was there to help. And he sees these buckets of sweat because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to go. Where am I going? So he hands me an index card because there was a baby crying in the background. And he says, why don't you bring up the future punter that's crying in the background? So I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. I haven't met him yet. I don't know what to do. So I'm like, hey, Mark, I hear a baby crying in the background. Is that a future punter in the NFL? And Mark's response is,
that's my daughter. But thanks for asking.
Yeah. So that's how Mark Royals and I met. And it was an interesting, long, five-minute interview.
But I tell you, it really is. The media nowadays, I don't know how you guys feel about the media, but more times than not, they ask the most inappropriate questions at the most inappropriate times. And I, for one, I tried to accommodate the few times I was interviewed. I tried to accommodate the media people. But when they come up to you and ask you a question and put the mic in your face and then they're eavesdropping on the conversation
next
to you, I was like, it's so pathetic.
There was a situation, and I don't know if you know this, and we talked about it numerous times. Todd Yoder was here a couple of weeks ago. And at Old One Buck, which you remember well because there was a golf course and a driving range across the street.
You know it.
You were very familiar there. Somebody came up to Todd Yoder's truck with a silver Sharpie and asked Todd for an autograph. And Todd was signing an autograph as Derek Brooks pulled out. And the fan pulled the pen out of Todd Yoder's hand, dripped the Sharpie on his truck.
Nice.
And ran over to Derek Brooks.
Which so, he should have, in turn, run over that person with his truck. But I've actually been at a restaurant having dinner, and the only professional athlete at the table was me. So there's 10 guys. We're just sitting around talking. So a guy comes up and says, excuse me, I don't want to interrupt you, which he already did because he's starting with his whole little spiel. But would you mind signing this for me? And he was talking to the guy next to me, who was an accountant. So
maybe he just did a good job on his taxes.
I guess, but
you know, maybe that's who you want.
So if you see one of your favorite Buccaneer players having dinner at a big table with a bunch of people, just let them have their dinner.
So what should somebody come up and say? I want to interrupt, because we've talked, and a lot of players have said that they dislike when you come up and say, "Hey, I hate to interrupt, but."
I have no problem if someone comes up and said, excuse me, would you sign this? They don't have to say anything. Just say, would you sign it? I'll say, yes, I will, and I'll sign it. It's not a big deal.
Tell me a story that resembles my two blunders that was not done by me. Because I'm sure something else has had to have happened to you that wasn't done by me. Oh, you got to think about it?
I think you're the only person that ever did anything like that.
All right. So,
but I'll think about it, and if it comes to me, I'll bring it up.
Now, I know that you don't like to give me credit for much, but you have to admit, me coming up to you the following week to introduce myself wasn't bad.
That was a stand-up thing to do.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty hard on you on the phone.
Yeah, I think I still have it, too.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did.
And, hey, we're still doing the show together, so not all is lost. Right?
Absolutely. Then when you came, matter of fact, I did bring something to show you. Just to prove that I am a pack rat, and that I should be on Hoarders. Look what I found, what I still have. The mic flag from back in the day.
That is old school right there.
How about that?
You really need to get something more going on in your life, I would say. But
I can't even give compliments. It's unbelievable. So back to my original statement, you are now on the App State. I don't know why you were
there. I don't either. Because the last time I was up there, my daughter, who's at UF now, she started off at Appalachian State. And when we went on her recruiting visit, she was a volleyball player. So we went into the sports complex, and they have all of the alumni that played in the NFL, they had these big pictures in their sports hall, and I'm there. So that's kind of weird that it wouldn't be, but nothing surprises
me. This would be the same daughter that I thought was going to play in the NFL.
She could have been the first woman.
She could have. She could have, right?
Right.
So how have you been? You know, it's been, I can't believe, like I said, I did my 6 seconds of research. 13 years.
Thanks for putting so much time in for the show. 6 seconds, that's awesome.
Well, normally it'd be three.
Right.
You know, so
you doubled up.
I did double up just because of you.
I feel really special.
I had
now.
To be careful because I knew it was you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And if you have kids, you understand this. I'm just looking at this young lady here, and I can remember going to her school when you were 11 or 12. And, you know, my kids are 19, almost 20, and 11. And it seemed like we were just having the conversation about her being the next NFL player. And it just goes by so fast. And that's kind of my measuring stick for time, is watching how fast my kids have grown. And it's you know, I love being a dad. That's probably the one thing in life I think I get pretty much right. So I've enjoyed that whole deal. The only thing that I would change is if they were older when I played, because they were so young when I played, they don't have a real strong recollection of me as a player. So that was such a fun time. I wish I could have shared that moment with them more, but it worked out pretty
well. Have they watched video? Have they seen game film?
They have, but I don't know that they're too interested nowadays. I mean, I'm lucky if I get a conversation anymore with my oldest.
When was the last time, not that I'm going to throw you under the bus for this, because this was a fantastic father move, but when was the last time that you got in a closet surrounded by stuffed animals?
I'm completely drawing a blank on that one.
No, I remember that story.
Oh, you mean when my daughter used to drag me in the closet and make me play with Barbies and talk like a woman? What?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Don't judge me, all of you guys. Stop it.
Nothing wrong. So what's going on, life-wise? What are you doing? And how was the adjustment? You know, I can't even tell you the last time you did the radio show. I know we've stayed in contact, but...
Well, for me, the adjustment was... it wasn't bad at all, because I spent 5 years... The two people that might remember that I played... Thank you for that, by the way.
Well, I know one. Who would the other one be?
Yeah, he's one, and maybe
all right, there's one. There you go.
Because they tell stories together. Yeah, so it took me 5 years to break into the league. I got cut by every team that I tried out for, and then I finally made it, and then I was fortunate enough to play 15 years. So I kind of figured when I started playing that it was going to end pretty soon. I had no idea it would be 15 years later. But I got involved in a lot of things while I played. So when the day came when they wouldn't let me play anymore, that I'd have a direction. So I really like doing this. I like sports talk radio. I like broadcasting. I did that for a while. And then I found out that the bigger your name is, the more opportunity you get, whether you can count to 10 or not. It really doesn't matter. If you have a big name, then you get the job. So I kind of drifted away from that, and it led me to my current job. I own and operate two medical companies. One which we have an amazing project we're rolling out here in the next 30 to 60 days. And then I think we'll get that built and sold. Then I plan on re-retiring and then following my 11-year-old now, who's a very talented volleyball player. So whenever she goes to college, I can just follow her around and watch her play. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, when you're a player, I was always confused as a player, because people come up to you that don't know you, and they tell you either how great you are or how much you suck without knowing you. And I always was confused by that. It's like, how can they know what they're saying about me being great? You don't know if I'm great, or you suck because you had a short punt. I had a bad kick, but doesn't mean I, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was very confused by that. So it forced me to have to really introspect and grow up a lot during the process of playing.
I hate to say a lot of good things about you, and I'll try to keep it to a minimum. But, you know, I was explaining a story to somebody, and I won't necessarily say who the other player was, but the difference of you during your career and how you handled people compared to some other people. And I know you were even at this show that I'm about to talk about, and that's why I do the index cards, because of an incident that happened. A fan came up and asked a question of this former player and said, X, why are you being pushed off the ball? And this player lost his mind during the break, said, if that ever happens again, I'll never come back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Move forward a couple years later, we're at Beef O'Brady's on the corner of Hillsboro and Memorial. And that basically what you just said, and a card came up, and I handed it. I remember it like it was yesterday. and it was 14 years ago. And it said, so Mark, tell us why you suck. And I don't know if you remember that.
I kind of tuned those out. I turned the volume down.
Well, no, you called the guy up and explained to him and said how you were an alternate for the Pro Bowl and this, that, the other. You know, how do you figure that? And the entire restaurant booed the guy out of the restaurant. So it just shows the difference how to handle certain things. But, you know, with you bringing that up, it's just a story that I do remember.
Well, I think the game has changed a lot, especially the way people handle situations. There's, I think there's so much more privilege and entitlement. And what do you add to diva to mean many people? Diva-esque. There's a lot of that going on where there's all this privilege. And if things don't go the way that you think they should, then everybody else is wrong. That's just not taking ownership of being a professional athlete. To me, it transcends the field. It's the opportunity that you have, the platform that you have, all the different things that you get to do because you are a player. Most of us are probably not deserving of those opportunities, but it's forced on us by the fact that we are professional athletes. So I try to understand where people are coming from, and I try to embrace the opportunity to, you know, when I get asked to speak in front of groups, it just baffles me. I'm like, I don't know anything more than anyone else. Why do they want to hear what I have to say? But it's a platform that I've been given. So I don't take it lightly. When I have an opportunity, I know somebody's going to hear something that I say, and it's going to matter to somebody. And I'm going to try to show up when I say I'm going to show up and not say I fell asleep. And I'm going to try to take advantage of that opportunity. And I think that's where the transitional phase is tough for people. When you lose touch with reality, and I think a lot of players do, based on their paycheck and based on what they think their worth is because they're an athlete, they lose touch with reality. And then when the cheers stop and the checks stop and everybody stops wanting your autograph and all these different things, then you're like, who am I? What am I doing? Where do I go from here? That transition is tough when you don't have your feet firmly planted on the ground.
How difficult was the year after your last year where you were being paid by two teams at the same time?
Oh, that's a great story.
It is a great story, which is why I brought it up. And I'll let you address it and talk about that story when we return. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, it's the Player Show, going back in time with Mark Royals.
Get funky, hit it, funky, funky, let's get funky, coma day, let's do it, funky, funky, hit it.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. We are going to register towards the end of the show for tickets to Ryan Neese's upcoming rockin' holiday party. So we're going to give a couple pair of those away leading up to the event. We also have some tickets to give away to next week's St. Pete Wine and Beer Festival. So pretty outstanding, so we're going to do that. And speaking of gifts, I don't have three because I know what the line used to be. But here is a massage for someone in your household,
that's
whoever
awesome.
Ends up with it, from Hyde Park Spa.
Thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
And massage and spa. Sorry about that. So, all right, a lot of questions from the audience, but tell the awesome story dating back in to 2003. And should I do another attaboy kind of, I feel? You know, the only thing that bothers me from the 2002 Super Bowl Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I mean this seriously.
The fact that I didn't get a ring?
The fact that you were not on that team.
The fact that you brought it up and opened up that wound hurts.
Again.
Yeah. You do it every time.
See, I'm here for something.
Yeah, that
we have talked about that in years past, but as I remember back to that, and that is the one thing that I regret about it, that you were not on the team.
I bet you don't regret it as much as I do.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah. No, I'm sure.
That was very painful to watch that season. I was happy for my ex-teammates, and I wasn't being a hater, but when you play a game and the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl and get that really obnoxious, gaudy ring that you can wear all the time, and you're not able to do that, it was painful.
So obviously this doesn't make up for it, but the year that you were not here, you go down to Miami, and then something happens. Tell the story.
Yeah, the way it works, when you become a vested player, you play three games into your fourth season, then you're vested, which means you get all of your benefits and all these other goodies, okay? So I was already a vested player. I went down to Miami. I started off, I was like middle of the pack as far as my average, having an okay year, but I had an injury to my right leg. I had a Baker's cyst, and you probably know what that is, but congratulations, too. You're a full-fledged nurse, right? Awesome.
Yay.
So a Baker's cyst is this sac in the back of your knee, and it got inflamed and swelled, and I had to keep getting it drained. So I don't know what it feels like to be stabbed with an ice pick, but that's what it felt like, or what I thought it would feel like, every time I kicked the ball. So I was kind of really on one leg. So after three games, we had a bye week in Miami. Now, the good news is when you're a vested player, if you're on the roster for the first three games, they can do whatever they want, cut you, whatever. They still have to pay you for the whole year. So we had a bye week going into week four. They decided they were going to release me after the problems with the injury and the whole deal. So I was pretty sad by that, but I also knew that I was getting my full salary. That was kind of cool. So I drove back to Tampa. I packed up my car a couple days later, and I was getting ready to head down to the beach. I get a call from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the coach then was Jack Del Rio, who's coaching the Raiders now. Jack and I knew each other from New Orleans, and he was a friend of mine. He calls me up. He goes, "We need a punter." And I was like, "Okay." So I unpacked my car, repacked my car, drove to Jacksonville. Now, what happened in Jacksonville was they had a really good punter, but They had this log with an axe buried in it in the locker room, and that was their mantra for the year. It's like, keep chopping wood, we're getting there. Keep
pound the rock, keep, which is what the
kind of the
were.
Whole deal. So the punter there decided it'd be a good idea to pull the axe out of the log and take a swing at the log. Well, he missed the log, but he didn't miss his shin. He buried the axe in his left. He was a left footer. He buried it in his left shin. And he was out for the year. So Jack calls up and says he needs a punter. I gladly accepted. I went and played the last 13 weeks in Jacksonville. Here's the beauty of the story. They call it double dipping. The fact that I went to Jacksonville, they now too had to pay me a full salary. So I was getting a check every week from Miami, not playing for them. And then my new team, Jacksonville, was giving me a check. And I was a lot of times in a dark room laughing, going, are you kidding me? Is this really happening?
Were the other times you were in a well-lit room laughing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any room I was in, I was laughing. So it was a bad – and I use this a lot when I speak to young people, is a lot of times things appear – wade through it and see how it's going to turn out. So what started off bad is I just lost my job, boo-hoo, to, hey, I'm getting two checks now. It turned out pretty good.
Didn't you also include some special things in that contract? Like you didn't have to come in every day that the rest of the team?
You just got a great memory.
I remember these things.
So Jack knew I was a family guy. I had a young daughter at home. And Jacksonville.
A future punter in the NFL.
Right. She's still going to try out one of these days. So it's a 3.5 roughly hour drive back and forth. So Jack said, listen, why don't you just do this? Why don't you play the game on Sunday, go back home, stay with your family, and you can come back Wednesday, Thursday, and just get ready for the following week. So it was like,
how about that?
It was Disney World. It was crazy. So I would go play the game, hop in the car, drive home, and spend the rest of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, drive back, and then practice for a couple of days and play the next week. And that's when my career ended after that year. I had a really solid, if not spectacular, 13 weeks in Jacksonville. I was an older player at the time. I was 42. So they start looking at you sideways when you're 42, right, and you're still trying to play. So I decided, I could still play at the same high level. I just couldn't do it every day. My body wouldn't recover. That sounds weird that you can't punt the ball every day the same, but it does take a toll on your body, believe it or not. So I decided I would still try to play, and I waited until training camp started. And I waited specifically until it was about a week left in training camp, because there's always – young punters with teams that are trying out. You don't know if they're going to make it or not. And then the personnel people start scouring the wire for veteran guys. And I'm like, you know what? I know I can still play. So I'll wait a week before. So I got two calls. I went to Cleveland and Cincinnati. I had amazing workouts. Both coaches looked me in the eye, shook my hand, said, go home, pack your stuff. We're going to sign you for the year. And they never called me back. So I was like, self, I've been fortunate 15 years. I'm not going to keep chasing this. I could have, but I was at the point where my kid was in school. I didn't want to keep traveling, and I'd had enough. So at that point, I shut her down. But it was amazing 15 years.
How many of the guys from that era, and I know Martin Gramatica and you were very close, do you still stay in contact with?
It's amazing. Whenever there's something to do charity-wise, and there's a lot of former Buccaneers or former NFL players that live here in Tampa, whenever they have an outing or something, they all get in touch with each other, and we all support each other. And the really cool thing about, I would imagine it's a lot like working at Walgreens for 26 years. When you see your fellow employees, it's like you never left them. And it's the same way with NFL players. You get together, and I cannot see certain guys for years. And when you see them, you pick right up where you left off. That's a really cool thing about that. I guess it's a fraternity of players. You never lose that special bond that you create with guys. I've not found it, and I don't think any other players have ever found that when you leave the game to try to find something that parallels what you experience as an NFL player, it does not exist. It just doesn't.
Well, players have always told me that they don't miss Sunday. They miss being in the locker room. They miss being around the guys.
I miss that, and Mondays was kind of nice too, because that's when you got paid. So Mondays were cool. Especially when you get two of them. Just
all right, final question of this segment. Talking about you were basically ready. Do you ever drive by a football field? Do you have a ball in the car and you go out there and kick it around?
100% no. Never, ever again. And I find that comical that people will come up and say, hey, man, do you ever just grab a bag of footballs and go down the field and start kicking? I'm like, no. So what do? Do you ever want to, when you're retired, do you want to ever go back and hang out with your boss and have lunch with him? Probably not. So, yeah, it was, I enjoyed it when I, the only time that I even touch a football is when I work with young people and try to teach them how to punt. I like doing that a lot. The last time actually that I kicked a ball, Kevin Carter, who you're friends with, he had a camp and he invited me to the camp and I did my thing. And at the end, all the kids and all the parents ganged up on me and I gave in to peer pressure. They were like, come on, Mr. Rose, you got to punt. So I punted two balls. I had a tennis shoe on and I smashed them both. I was like, for a second, I was like, I can still do this. Until the next morning, I woke up and my hamstring was like, no, you cannot.
That's awesome. All right. Last question. I know I said that was, but
Ron, lied. You said last question.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, we got 7,000 questions to get to.
Bring
to
it.
You. Ron wants to know, what is your favorite or most cherished piece of memorabilia?
You know, I'm not a memorabilia guy. I never have been. My most impactful piece of memorabilia, when I was a kid, I grew up in Virginia, so I was a Redskin fan. And if you're, I don't want to date anybody here, but Sonny Jurgensen, anybody remember that name? Quarterback for the Redskins. He came to a John Deere tractor store or something. Anyway, my parents kind of took me. I didn't really want to go. I'd never been into autographs. So he had a picture and then he signed it. And I was like, thank you. And I was nice. And I got in the car and I looked at it and I was like, I can't read that. I have no idea what that says. So I made a mental note. Now, this is how weird I was as a kid. I was like an 8-9-year-old kid. I'm like, when they want my autograph, I mean, that's how I thought. I said, they're going to be able to read it. And if anybody here has my autograph, I guarantee you can tell it's my name. So memorabilia, I don't really collect it. I don't really have a lot of things that I don't have anything, really.
Do you keep any of your stuff? Your jerseys?
Game ball, stuff like that. Jerseys I have, but I don't know that it has the meaning to me that it does for some people. I'm just not a memorabilia kind of guy.
Well, I'm sure that one of those jerseys would look good in my studio. But with that said, we're going to go hit another
That's
break.
That's not going to happen. You don't remember my number in college. So.
Coming to you live from the press box.
Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back from the lot, Press Box Sports Emporium. Turn around up there just a tad. We're going to do the registration after the next break for some tickets to Ryan Neese's Rockin' Holiday Party. Also have some tickets to the St. Pete Wine and Beer Festival. That's next weekend. Next Monday night, I know it's Halloween, Jacquees Smith will be hanging out with us. So hopefully you guys can come out and join us. All right, another gifty. Now we moved up to two. First one was one. This one is two. It's two platinum full-service car washes at Mr. Car Wash.
Awesome. I love car washes.
You can go take care of that.
Especially free ones.
Exactly. All right. Think about this World Series. You a baseball guy?
I'm not, but I'm a Joe Madden fan.
Okay.
So, yay. Go
even
Cubs.
If you're not a baseball fan, because it's the Cubs and the Indians, it's got to bring some excitement.
Absolutely.
You know, it's definitely going to be good. All right. So, somebody who didn't put their name on it said, not to be political, but as a member of a team, how would you handle the national anthem protest that's going on?
That's a great question.
With that said, before you answer, I don't know if you saw this, but a high school referee on Friday, I believe in North Carolina, kneeled during the national anthem. And someone who sang the national anthem kneeled while they sang it.
And they still let them sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a loaded question, and we could probably make several shows about this.
So Mark Royals will be back next Monday night to finish this discussion.
This is just my humble opinion. I really don't have a problem with people that want to stand for a cause. However, the problem I have is when you choose to make that stand. To me, that's a sign of disrespect to everybody who has fought for that flag, everybody who's died for that flag, everybody that's still fighting for that flag, and to lump in oppression with a $100 million contract, it's the wrong venue, in my opinion. I don't know that if one of my teammates were making a stand that I specifically would try to do anything to him or about it or whatever. Maybe try to have a conversation about it. To each his own, you do your thing, but I find it extremely disrespectful. And what it's starting to do, it's trickling down from the NFL because people look up to NFL players. it's trickling down to high schools and on. I don't know if high school people, kids, can actually understand the magnitude of what that means. To me, that's blatant disrespect for what I think is still a great country, and I'm not in agreement with it. Now, if he wants to go make a stand or whatever about his beliefs, then I think we're all entitled to be able to do that. The venue, I think, is the problem.
One of the things that I have a few problems being a veteran, but the thing that I didn't like was now it's not even high school. It's gone down to elementary school. And so I think kids are doing what they're told to do, not what they believe in. Kind of what you just said, you know, but that you were saying at the high school level, it's even down to the elementary level, a flag football team kneeled.
Well, and you can also, the man in question, Colin Kaepernick, if you research his history, he was also fined a couple years ago for racial slurs during a game. It's the same guy we're talking about. So when you put yourself out there like that, you've got to understand that everything about you is going to be really under a microscope. And again, if he's got his beliefs and what he feels, and he's entitled to do his thing. For me personally, it wouldn't be a venue I would choose.
All right, now you're the owner, general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. What are you going to do when Romo comes back?
That's almost comical.
That we're even discussing it.
The fact that people are even wondering what's going to happen. It's if there were a question, is Dak Prescott, first of all, is beyond his years. I mean, anybody who's watched the Cowboys play, I think he was a beneficiary of a guy that got a lot of playing time in college. A lot of young quarterbacks get a year under their belt, and then they're onto the NFL, and they haven't really had a chance to totally mature themselves. Dak Prescott has been as impressive as any rookie that I've seen in a long, long time. He's got all of his teammates have bought in. The coaches have bought in. No knock to Tony Romo. Tony Romo is pretty fragile, right? So that's why he's not playing now, and he's had a history of that. To upset what they've got going now by switching quarterbacks, I think we all agree, would be a mistake. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to keep saying Tony Romo's not ready. He's still not healthy. Well, we got to give him more time. We're not going to rush Tony. We got to get Tony healthy. He's got to be here for the long haul. That's what's going to happen. Now, if Dak Prescott hits a skid and starts playing poorly or whatever, then you'll see a change. But I can't imagine the Dallas Cowboys are going to, okay, Tony's ready. Let's switch this whole thing up because we've lost one game. That just doesn't make sense.
I just think that Jerry Jones shouldn't have said we're going back to Tony Romo as soon as – he should have said, in my opinion, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Who made the rule anyway that you don't lose your job to injury? Sure you do. If you get hurt, you lose your job. And if somebody comes in and plays better than you were playing, that's the risk you take. I don't know why that rule is an unwritten rule or whatever it is that's in play. I don't necessarily agree with that.
I'm not a big fan of unwritten rules, but remember the undefeated Miami Dolphins. Bob Greasy breaks his leg. Earl Morrill comes in, leads them all the way to the Super Bowl undefeated. Who plays quarterback in the Super Bowl? Bob Greasy.
And the Dolphins have had a chance to celebrate earlier this year last few years, there's somebody wins 9 or 10 or 11 or whatever, so they have to wait, but I think they've already had their
champagne. Do you have a problem with them celebrating? I don't. That's their record. I think it's kind of cool.
I say you do you, man. If that's what works for you. I mean, it's something that's never been done in history. May never be broken.
Staying in Dallas, it just came out that the rookie hazing dinner cost $54,000 to the rookies.
A light night compared to some
of the ones. I was going to say, I don't think that's awful, which is a shame. B, give me your thoughts and any memories from your 77 years in the league.
Well, for me, it was 78, but for me, I didn't have to
I'm wrong again.
I didn't get involved in that too much because I got cut so many times. I was never a part of that whole deal, but I've witnessed it as other rookies have come in, and it's just I don't know if I were one of the rookies and I had to come out of pocket $54,000, if I was a first rounder, that might not hurt as bad. But if you're a rookie and you're round seven, that's going to sting a little bit. I might have issue with that. It's something that has been done since I played. It's still going on. What's the answer? I don't know. Until somebody mans up and says, I'm not doing it, then it's going to keep going. But I don't think anybody will do that because if you don't, you get ostracized. I mean,
what happened in Dallas with the receiver?
Yeah.
And he refused to carry the shoulder pads. It caused a problem. Then he said, oh, I didn't realize that was what's supposed to be done.
Now, I'm okay with them bringing breakfast and buying lunch for everybody when you go on the away trips and all that. All that happens. All the rookies have to bring food on the plane for the vets, and that's cool. But 58 grand, man, that's kind of steep.
Thing that, not that it matters and not that anybody cares that it's a professional athlete, but what bothered me was the Buccaneers when they were in Orlando, and I won't say his name, but they all went out to dinner. The rookies had to, you know, flip the bill. And this particular player, which I'm sure you'll know who it is, took $3,000 bottles of champagne.
That's the problem you run into.
Back to the hotel.
Yeah.
To me, that's uncalled for. That somebody deserves to get.
I don't know if I would have, but if I were part of that and I was paying for it and players were taking all this stuff home and taking liberties, that's just ridiculous. Might have to throw hands on that one. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, I agree. I think it's awful.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know who I'm talking about.
I do. Okay. I do. And I've seen it happen in locker rooms. You know, you remember the guy for the Dolphins, Richie Incognito? Yep. He was the guy that was the bully and all this stuff.
In Buffalo now, right?
Let me just tell you, being picked on in the locker room happens every single day in every locker room around the country. And if you don't draw a line in the sand, you're going to get picked on. If they see you as a weak link in the locker room and they know they can get under your skin and give you a hard time, they let you have it. I had a situation in Detroit where this defensive lineman, I don't know what it was, but he really hated me, I think, because he picked on me all the time. And it was just, you know, kind of like ha-ha picking on. But then I came in to work one day, and Randy can tell you how maniacal kickers are about their shoes. I like my shoes a certain way. I like them laced a certain way. I don't like anybody to touch them. They're my shoes. Don't touch them, right? So I go into work, and the laces are cut out of my kicking shoe. So I went right for my helmet, and I walked right over to that guy, and I got right in his face, and I won't repeat what I said, but I was either going to give a beat down or take a beat down, and I drew a line in the sand. Never had a problem again, and that's what happens a lot of times when there's a bullying situation. Sometimes you got to punch a dude in the face. I mean, that's just reality. Not what you want to hear, but If you let it happen, it will happen.
I don't think I've ever told this story, so I'll tell it. One of the greatest Buccaneers of all time.
Oh, sorry.
Would always pick on players. And this particular player.
Let me guess who that was.
This particular player.
Let me guess who the other one was.
Well, I don't know if you know the story.
I do know the story. I saw the story.
A huge offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay. So this superstar, arguably the greatest Buccaneer of all time, would every day pick on this very large offensive lineman. And I think it only happened twice. And Jerry Wunsch then said, dude, we can go outside right now. And you're right. It never happened again.
You just got to.
And Jerry Wunsch is one of the largest guys I've ever been around.
He's large.
Yeah.
His cranium is like one size fits all does not apply. I mean, and I have a big head. So for me to say his head's big, it's not small.
So that does happen. You know, just throwing out another story. All right, let's go hit our final break of the evening. This show is flying by. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Hanging out with the former number 3, Mark Royals. Be right back.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final few minutes here. The Monday Night Players Show, hanging out with Mark Royals. Another gift for Mark, and since I brought four, but you like three, maybe I'll only give you three gift certificates to.
I think in order to make up for those stories where you disrespected me, you should just
give
keep
all
them
four.
Coming.
All right, so here's four gift certificates to Holy Hog, so you can go get some barbecue over at Holy Hog.
I think I just gained 5 pounds. Thank you.
And also, I don't know if you watch Shark Tank.
I have watched Shark Tank.
Mission Belt was on there. It's a belt, kind of like the old military, where there are no holes in the belt, and there's a mission belt for you as well.
I think you just called me fat, didn't you?
No, not at all.
You did, because there's no holes, so it'll even fit you. It's kind of what you were saying.
No, there's even for small sizes,
there are no holes.
You're
trying to dig yourself out now.
All right. Well, since you want to get fat, then I guess I'll give you some cupcakes from a Wicked Good Cupcake.
Perfect.
All right. That way you can fit into the belt.
Wicked Good. Is that
it,
a Boston
is Wicked
thing?
Good.
Or?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Based in Boston, also on Shark Tank.
My daughter will thank you for that.
Of the many teams that you played for, which was your favorite? Or should I say, not counting the Bucks, which was your favorite?
Yeah, the Bucks would definitely be at the top of the list. I really enjoyed my time at Pittsburgh when I played for the Steelers. My first year there, Bill Cowher was a rookie coach. Another great story. So I'm a Plan B free agent. That's what they call it back in the day when I played. And I get this call. I'm a free agent, so I'm thinking about leaving. And I get a call from Bill Cowher. He wasn't the coach, or he was the coach, but I didn't know he was the coach. So I'm like, hello, Mr. Cowher. So I'm having this conversation with a guy. I don't have any idea who he is. So he's asking me all these questions. I think everything's going well. And I said, so what position do you coach? He says, well, I'm the head coach. I was like, are you kidding me? So right away, he told me a story. He said, yeah, when I first got to town, I went out to a function. I was having lunch with this lady, talking to her the whole time, and said, so what do you do here? And the lady said, well, I'm the mayor. So I felt better after hearing that story. But it was interesting for me to watch a young coach who didn't really know how to be a head coach kind of find his way. And I was still early in my career. It was only my third year. So I was still trying to kind of get my footing and establish a long career. So the fans of Pittsburgh were as good as I've seen anywhere. Whenever we went on the road, we played a game in San Diego one year, and there were 30,000 Steeler fans. So it was nothing that I had seen up to that point.
How were the teams, the you know, in the locker room compare? Were they all basically the same? I mean, different guys, but, you know, or were some different?
It's pretty much the same. You've got a list of guys that end up being your leaders, and you've got a few knuckleheads, which every team has. Some guys you like, some guys you don't, but ultimately, you know, Sunday you're trying to do the same thing, and that's to win a game, ultimately a championship. So it's pretty much the same.
I know you were doing some stuff with the Storm and the Arena League. What's your thoughts on what's happening? And now the Orlando team is gone, which is kind of like, it's kind of like taking the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the NFL.
I understand why people play arena ball, to try to keep their name relevant. So they hopefully, I think they all hope to get a shot in the NFL again. So it gives guys a chance to stay relevant and play and work on their skills. But, man, you really got to love it, because they don't pay you a lot of money. I don't know what it is now, but it's under $500 a week. And you're putting yourself at risk to go out and play a game like that. I don't know. To me, it doesn't look good for the health of the league. I don't know if it's going to survive.
Are you a MMA UFC fan? I know that you and Marcus Jones were buddies.
I will watch it occasionally. I won't pay to watch it, but I'll watch it if it's not on pay-per-view.
Well, there's a lot on Fox. There's one coming up in New York that is pay-per-view, but I think next Saturday is Fox.
Okay.
So a couple of good fights. Who was the better player, Barry Sanders or Joe Montana?
Ooh, wow. It's hard. I think it's really hard to compare the two just because of their position. But I will say this. When I was in Detroit, no, I was never around Joe Montana, so it's hard to compare. But when I was in Detroit, Barry Sanders was like, he was like at such a different level than everybody else. It was almost hard to fathom. You watch him. He's the first guy on the field. And I used to watch him after practice. And every day he would run 100-yard wind sprints. And I'd watch him and I was like, he's not that fast. I'm going to run with him. So I ran with him, and he was so fast. And he's this tall, but his legs and his strength were amazing. He was so strong and the most humble guy I've probably ever been around. As a matter of fact, I owe Barry Sanders a debt of gratitude because of him, I am ambidextrous. And I became ambidextrous because after practice, we would stay for 20 minutes and throw passes to each other opposite hand. So that's how I learned to throw left-handed. But I used to do a show there, and I had him on my show and got to know him a little bit. Another great Barry Sanders story. This is the kind of guy he was. We were playing the Green Bay Packers, and we had the game in hand. He was sitting on the bench. He didn't know me at the time, but I went over and sat down beside him, being a goofball, but I can't help it. I just am. So I sat beside him and I say, "Hey, Barry." He's like, "Hey, strange white guy." And I was like, I looked down at his shoes because he had just signed this huge Nike contract. And I was like, I looked at his shoes. I looked up at him again. I looked at his shoes and I said, "I wear a size 13 and just stared at him and then walked away. And I know if he didn't say it, he thought, white dude is crazy. So the next morning, I walk into my locker, and there's a brand new pair of 13s in my locker. He didn't know me, didn't have to remember the conversation, didn't have to think about it, but that's Barry Sanders in a nutshell.
Very, very cool. What's your favorite board game?
Board game? I like Scrabble. And I've never been beaten, just throwing it out there. Maybe I have, but you don't know if I have or not. So
is that a challenge? Are people challenging you now?
I love some Scrabble. And I tell you why I like Scrabble. Growing up, my mom, who always was reading a book, every time I saw her, she's reading a book. I guess I lied because she beat me. But I never beat her in Scrabble, but it made me want to aspire to learn to read, and Scrabble is just the game for me. Love it.
When are you going to sell your company and move on to the island? And
it'll be within the next couple of years.
Pretty soon. Cool.
And I'll have a nice new Scrabble game.
And hopefully I can come out to the island.
Probably not.
Let's thank Mark Rolls for coming out and hanging out. I want to thank everybody for coming out. We'll do the drawing off the air for tickets to the St. Pete Wine and Beer Festival. And see everybody next week, Halloween. Jock Lee Smith next week.